guest with us now, and I think you may want to take a few notes because she's going to give us some things that work for all of us. I'm talking about take good care of yourself. You belong to me. And take good care of yourself and your family. And Elizabeth DeRobertis can help you, and she is a nutritionist and dietitian with the Scarsdale Medical Group in Scarsdale, New York. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to hear. Now, I spoke to you briefly, and you said you have some tactics that we can use to avoid putting weight on. We just had a doctor on who talked about liver disease, and obesity is a huge problem, and obesity is something that could cause liver disease and maybe go on and you may need a liver transplant, which is practically impossible to get when I'm reading the numbers. So tell me, Elizabeth, what are some of the tactics we can use if we're going out to a restaurant or going to a party? What are some of the things that we can do?
Okay, so eating out, it's very important to have some tactics in mind because when we eat out, we always take in more calories than if we eat at home. So it's very important to, first of all, make sure that you never get to a restaurant hungry. That's rule number one, because all of the other things that I'm going to mention next, all of your good intentions will go out the window if you get to a restaurant hungry.
You know, when I get to a restaurant and they don't serve, I grab for the bread.
Right.
It's the worst thing.
Make sure that you already have your guard up against that. So what that means is that in the late afternoon, it's important to have a healthy and a filling snack. So some of my favorite choices are a 100-calorie Greek yogurt, a 0% Greek yogurt, or a 1% cottage cheese, or even a piece of fruit. And that will help you to, even if you have it on your way to the restaurant, it will help you to sit down and have your guard up against the breadbasket.
Well, that's the first thing. I mean, also tell them to take the breadbasket away. What I do is I try to tell my friends, if I'm with a group of people, please put it on your side of the table. That's a big help.
And the fact that you even say it, though, so I also, another one of my tactics is to verbalize your intentions. Because if you sit there thinking, I don't want to eat bread, I don't want to eat bread, but it's just in your head, you may not stick with it. But if you say it to your friends and say, oh, I'm not having bread tonight, now
right.
The fact that you've verbalized your intentions will hopefully stick with your plan.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. That way, if you tell them to take it away or you put it on the other side of the table, that helps a lot.
Absolutely. Anytime food is like within reach, whether it's at a book club, at a restaurant, at a meeting, it opens us up to mindless eating. So moving
now,
out of arm's reach.
What things can you tell us about going to a buffet?
Okay, so a buffet, there's a few really important tactics for this. So the first one is it's a really good idea to eat your food in the order of lowest calorie to highest calorie. So that means you start with like a salad or a broth-based soup or some kind of vegetables so that you start to feel full. So at a buffet,
right.
You can look at all of the choices that they have there, and ideally you would fill either your entire first plate with all healthy, low-calorie things so that you feel full before maybe you go up a second time to try some other maybe higher-calorie items.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've found is that sometimes they put all the starches right up front where you can see them, and so you're hungry, and that's what you grab for.
There's actually even studies on that. At Cornell, they have a food and brand lab, and they study to see how when they set up your food environment, what makes people eat more and eat less. And a lot of the buffets are set up in a way that the higher calorie foods are presented to us first. So we need to make sure that we look for the lower calorie foods first. Another option, and a really good one, is to also use a smaller size plate so less food fits on the plate. And then also,
and it's embarrassing to have your plate dripping over, looking piled high up. It's embarrassing.
Right, unless it's piled high with vegetables. That could be a really good tactic to use.
Okay.
And to fill 3/4 of your plate with a healthier food, there's something called the perfect portions plate. And if you fill 3/4 of your plate with a healthier food, and then in 1/4 put some higher calorie items that you want to try, at least you're really controlling the calories that fit overall on your plate.
This is really terrific information, and it's so easy to do. So just in your mind's eye, you make the plate in quarters, and you take 3/4 of that with salad, green vegetables, et cetera, like that, and then some meat or whatever in the other quarter. Is that right?
Yes. And so, or like the carbohydrate part can be in that other quarter, because the meat, the protein part, that actually could be a very healthy component of your meal. Another way to think of your meals when you eat out is to focus on lean and green meals. So lean protein is any kind of chicken, turkey, fish, pork, the chicken just needs to have the skin removed. But if it's chicken without skin or fish, those are basically the best options that you can get in a restaurant.
Okay.
So if you order a lean and green meal.
Does it matter whether you have white or dark meat chicken?
It doesn't matter as long as you take the skin off. The dark meat is slightly more calories than the white meat, but it's still so much less calories than any kind of red meat that I think it's okay to have the dark meat chicken as long as there's no skin.
This sounds terrific. We've been talking to Elizabeth DeRobertis. She's been giving us some really important tips. Now, these tips are for everybody. I mean, there's no one, and we actually can use the same things at home, right?
Absolutely. These are all things that you can do at home, too. They're just good, healthy living tips, but they also should result in weight loss for most people.
I'm happy to talk to you. We have to talk again. This is fabulous. And I want to thank my guests and most of all my audience out there for being with me today. And until next time, remember, love is the oil that takes the friction out of life. And keep smiling, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Stay healthy and see you next time.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.